Thai redshirt protesters called off a march to Bangkok's business district today, triggering a stock market rally, but they threatened to stay in a shopping district indefinitely, signaling more trouble ahead. The protesters also said they had enlisted their own special forces to tighten security in the shopping district they have occupied for 18 days, raising tensions in a bloody six-week protest demanding new elections. We spoke with Dr. Apaseki Montianvekianchai of St. John's University in Bangkok, who told us that there is increasing pressure on the government to end the protests.
The government has reiterated that it is willing to negotiate. However, the red shirts remain insistent that they want an immediate dissolution of the House. Although even if somehow the two parties are brought back to the table, there isn't really that much leeway for compromise. At the same time, there's also a third and fourth group that has emerged in the past couple of days. One is the multicolored shirts, who are insisting that they aren't affiliated to any colors, and they completely reject an immediate dissolution of the House, although they aren't ruling out an early election. At the same time, the yellow shirts have also come out to pressure the government, saying that if the government does not deal with the protesters or return the capital to a normal state within 7 days, they too will come out to pressure for some sort of decisive action against the red shirts. So understandably, the government is under high pressure at the moment, but they aren't indicating any deadlines as to when they'll take a decisive action, although they acknowledge that everyone wants this situation to come to an end as soon as possible.